Jesus by Octavius Winslow. What is our path to glory but the path of tribulation, of suffering, and of death? Our Lord and Master, in the expression of His wisdom and love, forewarns us of this: in the world you shall have tribulation. What are all the supports of the believer in seasons of trial, suffering, and bereavement, but so many manifestations of the life of the Lord Jesus? This is that which keeps the soul buoyant amid the billows, strong in faith, joyful in hope, soaring in love. Thus is Jesus the life of every grace, the life of every promise, the life of every ordinance, the life of every blessing. Yes, of all that is really costly and precious to a child of God, Jesus is the substance, the glory, the sweetness, the fragrance, yes, the very life itself. Oh, dark and lonely, desolate and painful indeed, would our present pilgrimage be but for Jesus. If in the world we have tribulation, in whom do we have peace? In Jesus. If in the creature we meet with fickleness and change, in whom do we find the friend who loves at all times? In Jesus. When adversity comes as a wintry blast and lays low our comforts, when the cloud is upon our tabernacle, when health and wealth and influence and friends are gone, in whom do we find the covert from the wind, the faithful, tender brother born for adversity? In Jesus. When temptation assails, when care darkens, when trial oppresses, when bereavement wounds, when heart and flesh are failing, who throws around us the protecting shield? Who applies the precious promise? Who speaks the soothing word? Who sustains the sinking spirit? Who heals the sorrow? Who dries the tear? Jesus. Where sin struggles in the heart, and guilt burdens the conscience, and unbelief beclouds the mind, whose grace subdues our iniquities? Whose blood gives us peace? And whose light dispels our darkness? Jesus. And when the spark of life wanes, and the eye grows dim, and the mind wanders, and the soul, severing its last fetter, mounts and soars away, Jesus, in that solemn moment, draws near in form unseen, and whispers in words unheard by all but the departing one, now in close communion with the solemn realities of the invisible world, "Fear not, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.